confessions offered if you so wish. Please pray for the candidates to receive First Holy Communion. That will take place next Sunday at the 10 o'clock Mass. And they're preparing this week for the August moment. They will have their recollection on Saturday. And a reminder to those who received communion last year that they're able to attend that recollection if they so wish. Regarding the Mass in the gym, we might need to have the 7 o'clock Mass as well in the gymnasium. I just ask if you attend that 7 o'clock Mass in the chapel. If you have any desires to keep it there or to change it to the chapel, please let me know. We will keep the time, but the location may change just to allow for the many people who do attend. And just a remark and reminder of my announcement many months ago about attending Mass in the hallway. It's not to say if you need to be in the hallway that there's a wrong, but if you don't need to be in the hallway, you must be able to see the altar to know what's going on at the sacrifice, hence why the ushers try to pack you in if it's necessary. So please just do note, I'm not accusing those who have children or who are sick who have to be in the hallway, but if you don't need to be, and once your child is ready to come back, you must. It's not playtime. It's time to be at the sacrifice. Just a reminder for the Easter duty. We have this until Trinity Sunday, which this year is May 26th. Just please encourage each other. Many of you have made your Easter communion. Some people forget about this duty. And if you are a parent or a godparent, please find a proper way, a prudent way, to encourage the people to make a good confession, a good communion. And you might encourage them to read the epistle of today's Mass, which starts, "Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above." People want gifts, want happiness, as will be preached upon this morning, but they need to know where they find it, which is not where they are, if they're not making their Easter duty, but where they should come, which is the confessional and the communion rail. As always, please see the bulletin and look ahead, but I will just say a litany of May. There's no such thing, but I will just go through what will come forth this month of May to encourage you to partake in what you can to prepare yourselves for the graces and to understand it's very busy and will go by with a flash unless we are careful. It begins with St. Joseph with the May crowning for the Academy. Then we have the May crowning next Sunday, First Communions, Ascension Thursday, Pentecost Sunday, Trinity Sunday, the Feast for the Teachers on May 15th, the Fatima Day, May 13th. We have Mother's Day. There's many things going on just in May itself, so please prepare. And then you're just encouraged to consider being enrolled in the Brown Scapular. Many people have made that known. If you've never been enrolled in the Brown Scapular, you have the occasion next Sunday or on July 16th. That's a Tuesday, so if you'd rather on a Sunday, you can prepare for next Sunday after Mass. We will offer that, as is customary for the first communicants to be enrolled. Anyone who would like to, please let the priest know. But a reminder in that regard as well, that if you're enrolled in the Brown Scapular, you're supposed to say 5 decades of the rosary every day. With the promises, there's an obligation. So please remember to say your family rosary for those little children who have been enrolled in the Brown Scapular. For this morning's Mass, the epistle is taken from James chapter 1. "Dearly beloved, every best gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creation. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man works not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of naughtiness, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." The gospel is taken from St. John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you have asked me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go, for if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. Of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come, he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. See with your eyes, judge not in your mind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to take note that the candle in the Paschal stand is only with us one more Sunday. It's a reminder to take in the beauty and also the significance of it. It will go away from our eyes. We shouldn't worry because things are given, things are taken away. Blessed be God, says Job in the Old Testament. But we are at times emotionally distraught when things that we have or want are taken away. The key is that we appreciate what we have when we have it and not worry when things are taken from us. Oftentimes from the pulpit, the commentary is on the epistle and gospel. They are the famous ones. Today, they will not be particularly invoked. You're encouraged to always read them, to go through your missal. But today, we are going to take something that is not often mentioned, but it is important. It's, in a sense, the candle amidst the liturgy, often the candle, paschal, or candles on the altar lit, are not considered. And so we can say in the liturgy, the collect, the prayer. It's so short. It's often only read in Latin. You pass it over because it's very similar to every day. But today itself brings us an important message. We want to keep in mind that we have in this modern world something distracting. It is called the happiness coordinator. It has been said that some people have known that this has been around for about 5 or so years, maybe longer, but only yesterday did it come to my mind that the world is trying to make everyone happy on earth. That is a problem in accordance with today's collect, but this is something that many of you may live within. If any of you are a happiness coordinator by occupation, let me know. I have to see what is going on. But let us understand that our happiness is not on earth. It may be to some extent, but the reality, the fulfillment of the satisfaction for our soul is not to be here. And hence why we turn to today's prayer, the collect, so that we can remind ourselves of the importance of this little thing as we go through this next month of May. It says the following, which will be unpacked for you, but take in firstly, or secondly, if you've already read it. O God, who makest the faithful to be of one mind and one will, grant to thy people the grace to love what thou didst command and to desire what thou hast promised, that amid the changes of the world, our hearts may there be fixed where true joys are to be found. We are petitioning God through Mass, ask for these things, But the first thing mentioned is that he who makes the faithful, that's us, collectively, to be of one mind and will. You married couples know how difficult it is to be of one mind and will. How much more is it difficult as a family, and exponentially more difficult when you put many families within a parish or a school, or you think about a company where you work. How difficult is it to be of one mind and will, and yet that is the petition of today's Mass. It is the will of Almighty God, because he's made us that way. We are supposed to be in heaven for all eternity. Everyone, no matter what creed or what disposition or what age, we're all meant to be with God in heaven, happy for all eternity. But to get there, we have to be of one mind and one will. That's where the difficulty lies. Often there's friction, even amidst the close quarters in which we live. So we pray today that we be what God wants, and we have to put away diversities and frictions that may lay therein. He goes on to say the following: grant to thy people the grace to love what thou dost command and to desire what thou dost promise. That's the key, the grace. If we have struggled, if we do struggle with this unity of mind and will, what we think about and what we desire, it's because we might lack the grace, or we're not accepting the grace. God gives it all the time. Today, there's a specific grace to understand this prayer. And yet, depending on where we lie, close to God or not, on our way to perfection, or on our possibly way away from him, we don't know. But with our eyes, we must see, and yet watch what you judge. Let us pray for that grace to love the commandments. Many people, especially the rebellious young children, or even the rebellious adolescents, or those wayward adults, they don't love the commandments. They rather see them as obstacles and burdens versus guidelines and protections. This one point is something to recall. People on earth should not be agitated because they have the commandments they must follow, the precepts of the church they must be guided by. We have to change our disposition in order to think the same way and desire the same things. And then, the grace, grant us the grace to desire what thou hast promised. That desire is the same, God willing, eternal happiness in heaven. Don't be distracted by happiness on earth. If you're wanting to be happy on earth, don't go to a happiness coordinator. Go to a priest in the confessional. Go to your spouse looking for this direction. Go to a spiritual director. Go to a professional if you need to find a way to balance those emotions in order to accept the will of God. That amid the changes of the world, our hearts may be there fixed where true joys are to be found. The changes of the world are various and they're continuous. This collect was not written for this year. This collect has been in the missal for hundreds of years. But the world continues changing, and people constantly get distracted by many things. What we're having for lunch, our person who's dying, who we want to stay alive, about our career that we're going to pursue. We're worried about what people think of us. Those changes of the world are not meant to keep us from God. To the extent they are, pray this prayer and know that it is a grace to be amidst these things of the world, which are true, to be able to find that desire and to be with a great desire for that happiness with God in eternity. Now coming to a concrete, let us just be careful what we judge upon others. You are said to look with your eyes and watch what you think, what you judge. We don't know the reasons why people do things unless we ask them. One example is why people are in the hallway for Mass. We see it. It's fact. We can't deny it. But why? Be very careful to judge, because oftentimes we judge rashly and wrongly. And that's upon our soul. We don't want to think of why people don't greet us in the morning. You might think you know, but as it manifests as of yesterday, I asking another why they're doing something, it was totally different from why the person who was caring about that person told me. It's just normal things. People hide, are not willing to give, always their motives. One example, again, is communion. You don't know, but in the parish, there are actually non-Catholics aspiring to become Catholic who want to receive communion, but know they can't because they're not yet Catholic. Shame upon that person who looks at the other and says, why are they not going to communion? It's a very subtle thing, but don't forget that that one person desiring with possibly a greater desire for communion is not able to because of something so foreign from your mind. There's a person wanting to convert who's knocking at the door, but because of distance, they can't get through the classes yet. There are people who are sick, who out of respect of the Blessed Sacrament, don't receive our Lord. You don't have to ask the why, but be very careful before you judge. And for all these things, God willing, we can let certain frictions, certain obstacles pass by and continue on the path of perfection to want what God wants. That is, all people being Catholic, all people coming to Mass, all people receiving the sacraments, despite what we think of them, despite of how we interact with them, because it is truly difficult to smile at one whom we actually don't really get along with. But that smile, that act of virtue, is exactly that, an act of virtue. How difficult we know it is to perform acts of virtue. For that one who has a difficult day, shame on us to judge them. That's a sin on our part, while they're just trying to muster up the strength to do something better than you. We don't need to know where we are in the line of perfection, but today we want to focus upon that unity of mind and will to desire nothing but eternal happiness. And how do we get there? To encourage people to get there by coming to Mass, by going to the sacraments. And if we ever do know why people are not participating as they ought, to encourage rather than to deter. It is said that St. Catherine of Siena would be willing to stand at the gate of hell in order to prevent others from going there. What a great image. St. Catherine of Siena is willing to be at the gate of hell when all of us would be tempted to think she's so close of being damned. And yet, her intention is so profound that she's there to give them one last push away and to show them where they ought to be. And then the author of the book giving that quotation says, what about the priests? Do priests go to that extent to save people from hell, to preach what is necessary, to encourage what is necessary, to provide the sacraments when and where they are necessary? Let us pray for that inspiration to do all we can, because many of us would rather be at the gate of heaven encouraging people to go. Tomorrow you'll be in heaven. This is where you ought to be. You're so close to God. It doesn't matter where we are. It matters what we're doing and the spirit that we have. Let us encourage one another, and during this month of May, give everything to the Blessed Virgin. Every day, say her rosary. every day possibly say her litany, during the month possibly give some roses to her. Be generous. If you're not enrolled in the Brown Scapular, think of being enrolled. If you're not willing to commit to those 5 decades of the rosary, ask someone to encourage you in the power of that rosary. And you'll see that after May, we will have leaped forward, one and all, if we just take the spirit of today's prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.